A reading from Luke 17, 1-5. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith."
I think it's kind of wonderful. This passage ends with "increase your faith," because yesterday we were talking about the things that inhibit faith. And here Jesus is again breaking down the barriers that we construct to bring order to our lives in probably extremely artificial ways. And one of the things that is a characteristic of God, there are two characteristics that I have in mind, but they go together. One is forgiveness and one is justice
holiness.
Yeah. And the forgiveness piece is perhaps for us in our time and in Jesus' time and way before, forgiveness is the hardest. We want to keep our wounds alive and well so that we can nurture revenge of some kind or something against the person that has hurt us. And Jesus is saying, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, forgiveness is the only way to live completely free in life. And I'm not just talking about the forgiveness we receive. I'm speaking now about the forgiveness that we give. John Bevere is a writer who talks about he calls it the bait of Satan, which is the unreleased offense in our life. When we've been offended and we hold on to that spot, we give Satan opportunity to use that spot to turn over in our minds over and over, and we remain victims of what a person has done against us. And the only way to be free from that completely is to forgive. I think Paul says in one of his letters, he says something to the effect, "Forgive so the enemy's schemes will not be lived out in our lives." Really a great declaration. We think in holding people responsible, we're doing something to them. We're actually doing something to ourselves. And the only way to live free from all these other things in life is to purposely forgive people, not allow their offense to set up camp in my own mind and my own heart, which would constantly drag me down.
There are levels here, though, and one of the ones I want to deal with just briefly is the person that says, "I forgive you," but actually doesn't.
Yeah.
And so it's not enough really to say, "I forgive you," because if you're carrying the hurt with you, you haven't forgiven anybody, and you haven't dealt with the thing that's going to release you and provide you that freedom that provides you with that abundant life that you're longing for but can't grasp because you're holding on to the sorrow of the sin that has been perpetrated against you.
I think that's the idea of Jesus here 7 times. He's just saying it's a radical forgiveness to release, and that it's a profound thing, and especially people who've not even asked for forgiveness. I mean, I have people that say and do offensive things to me all the time. And it's funny, some of them don't even know that I know they're doing and saying offensive things. They're doing it behind the scenes. And if I allow my knowledge of what they're saying and doing to stick in my brain, I'll begin thinking about them, and I'm wasting emotional energy on thinking about them, which does nothing good for me. The only way to be free from that is to choose right from the moment that I know there's been an offense, is to release the offense so that it doesn't become the bait of Satan in my life.